Hi there. The word for you today is beauty is an inside job. In Psalm 34 verse 5, we read those who look to him are radiant. It's said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but let's be honest, you can waste your life trying to please the wrong beholder. One Christian author writes, and I quote, "When it comes to beauty, each of us carries baggage from childhood. I've fretfully hung clothes of every size in my closet, messed with makeup when I should have slapped on sunscreen and gone outside to play. I've eaten close to nothing in an effort to stay small, wasted time worrying that I wasn't pretty enough when I should have been enjoying the things that made me interesting." Throughout history, the definition of beauty has shifted to reflect society. Sometimes we should be curvy, other times real thin, sometimes tanned, sometimes pale, sometimes long hair, sometimes short hair. We devote our energies to meeting the latest standards, and guess what? They change. There's always another mandate. It's an empty and relentless pursuit. We must consider whose heart we're trying to capture. God's heart is the only one worth pursuing. Now there's some words worth pondering, eh? Listen to what the Bible says. Romans 12 verse 2, "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking." Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, "If anyone belongs to Christ, old things have gone and everything is made new." You won't find the secret of inner beauty and peace by comparing yourself to the airbrushed models on magazine covers. That kind of image is unsustainable. You'll only find peace by asking God to remove the scales from your eyes and show you how you look in His eyes. His word says those who look to Him are radiant. The only healthy and lasting definition of beauty comes from God, because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 verse 7, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And that's the word for you today.